Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
And he grabs me and goes, "Oh, come here. You got to watch this." And it's that scene. And the two boots step out. And the intro to Bad to the Bone starts playing. He goes, "I just got this idea like, I don't know, 2 days ago." I said, "No, you didn't. I told you that a year ago."
I think all of us that have ever wanted to be a writer and are all still trying to be writers, no matter how much you write and how much you publish, you're always sort of questioning that part of yourself of like, am I good at this? Like, am I a writer at the level of N.K. Jemisin or John Scalzi? Am I a writer at the level of Neil Gaiman? Am I even a writer at the level of my friend who I've known for 25 years or something like that?
I think a lot of people are surprised to know that they can donate blood if they're taking antidepressants, birth control pills, even aspirin for a whole blood donor is okay.
On this episode, we explore three podcasts you might like, Script Apart, Start With This, and In the Know with Dr. O. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Imagine being able to attend a Q&A panel with the writers of your favorite movies, where they answer all your burning questions about the greatest screenplays we all know and love. Well, now imagine it's taking place in your living room. No, you're not dreaming. You're just imagining. Our first podcast this week, Script Apart. Join film and media journalist Al Horner as he sits down with some of the biggest names from behind the big screen for a discussion of the processes behind some of their most successful works. You'll hear from screenwriters like diehard Steven D'Souza or Caroline Thompson, creator of Edward Scissorhands and The Nightmare Before Christmas, as they unearth their initial drafts, exploring what changed, what didn't, and why, before the films ever made it to theaters. For an unprecedented glimpse inside the minds behind some of your favorite flicks, check out Script Apart. Here's a little sample clip from a recent episode of Script Apart featuring William Wisher, co-writer of the timeless classic Terminator 2, Judgment Day. As we approach the 30-year anniversary of the film's release, Al sat down with Wisher to dissect the big ideas that he had for the sequel and why it was the most expensive blockbuster production ever released to that point.
So when Arnold comes out of the biker bar, okay, and he walks in naked and he comes out dressed, right, and throws the guy on the griddle and takes his clothes and all that kind of stuff. And he walks out and I said, okay, we should do this shot where it's just boot, you know, steps out on the porch. And then you kind of, you know, pan up or crane up and you see Arnold and he's in all his clothes. And I said to Jim, "Oh, we need to put a music cue in here." And he goes, "What?" And I go, "Bad to the Bone." So that when those boots step out, right? When those boots step out, it's like, na 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 na, you know, that kind of, you know, just the opening of the song. And we go all the way up and we reveal him in the costume. I remember Jim sitting there thinking, like he's considering it. And he goes, "Nah, it's too on the nose." I said, "Oh, come on, man. That's really cool." Okay. So we spent about, you know, a minute going back and forth. And he said, "No. Okay. Let's move on." And I went, so we kept the shot and everything, but the music cue, you know, like, no. So cut to like a year later, I'm walking into edit, just checking in, you know, and he grabs me and goes, "Oh, come here. You got to watch this." And it's that scene. And the two boots step out. And the intro to Bad to the Bone starts playing. He goes, "I just got this idea like, I don't know, 2 days ago." I said, "No, you didn't. I told you that a year ago." And he said, "No, you didn't." I said, "Yes, you did." And he goes, no, I just thought it up. And at that point, I kind of went, there was a part of my brain that went, "You won the argument. Shut the F up. You know, it's in the movie. So let him think he just thought of it, but, you know, that's fine by me." And so, you know, there were a few little things like that. But We didn't really argue much. You know, it's just like when you're kicking ideas around, you know, sometimes you there's a back and forth, you know. Mm-hmm. But mostly we were building on each other's ideas as opposed to knocking them down.
Our first sample today, that was Script Apart with Al Horner. Get all the first draft secrets from a movie's journey to the big screen with Script Apart. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. We're looking for some inspiration for your next project. We've got you covered on Start With This. Start With This is technically a podcast, but it's more like a creativity playground designed to put your ideas into motion. Hosted by Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner, creators of the hit podcast Welcome to Night Vale, each episode of Start With This centers around a single topic, from world building to opening lines and even failure. You'll also receive two short assignments, something to consume and something to create, because the best way to start writing really is just to start writing. Not sure where to begin? Start With This. In fact, you can start with this sample from a recent episode of Start With This titled Imposter Syndrome. The episode explores the nearly universal problem of feeling out of place or underqualified in an industry, creative or otherwise. The guys are here with some strategies to help you tackle this unfortunately common phenomenon.
And that scene, I haven't read the book, but having seen the movie, that scene so perfectly captures it, because I think all of us that have ever wanted to be a writer and are all still trying to be writers, no matter how much you write and how much you publish, you're always sort of questioning that part of yourself of like, am I good at this? Like, am I actually a writer at the level of, am I a writer at the level of N.K. Jemisin or John Scalzi? Am I a writer at the level of Neil Gaiman? Am I even a writer at the level of my friend who I've known for 25 years or something like that? There's just that thing that's always in the back of your head. And the scene when Rip Torn is like, I am a writer. And he says the very thing we all say in our minds that we actually feel self-conscious about even saying. And he says it with such bluster, and the whole audience goes crazy, that it perfectly captures that sense of imposter syndrome that I completely related to Michael Douglas in a way I've related to few characters on a screen.
Just relating to Michael Douglas as a person.
Sure. Very relatable, man. is someone a writer just because they say they are? Is that a thing you can just claim?
No, I don't think so. Because I think like anything, it's an action, right? It's a description of an action. So if you're not doing the action, you can say you're a writer, but you're not, you know, in the same way that I can say I'm a construction worker, but I'm not. Like, that's, I've never done, I don't know, this might be just a very Jewish way of thinking of it, of just like, I just don't care what you feel on the inside. I care what you do in the world. That is what you're defined by. And so what I would say is, if you write, if you actually write in any regular way, I think you're absolutely a writer. And there's just these simple lines. Like, if you write regularly, you're a writer. Just that's objectively what you are. And if you get paid for any of that, you're a professional writer. They're just these simple lines. I don't think you can just say it and make it so, but you can certainly will it into existence just by doing it.
A sample on Start Here of Start With This from the guys that brought you Welcome to Night Vale. Stop worrying and start writing with the help of Start With This. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org and select the podcast menu item. Then choose the Start Here collection. In our local podcast spotlight today, we tend to fear the things we don't understand, right? Well, for some of us, donating blood is one of those things. But once you take the mystery out of the equation, blood banking isn't all that scary. From our local creator, UC's Hawksworth Blood Center, In the Know with Dr. O is here to answer all your pressing blood banking questions. Hosted by Dr. David O, Hawksworth's chief medical officer, In the Know covers all aspects of blood banking and transfusion medicine, bringing you the latest advancements in the field, addressing the most frequently asked questions, and uncovering the truth behind the most common rumors, myths, and fabrications about blood donation. There's a lot of it. Here's a clip pulled from the episode of In the Know covering the often debated and often complicated issue of blood donation eligibility. Dr. O is here to set the record straight.
There are specific infectious disease markers and tests that have been approved specifically for the use and purpose of testing blood donors. I'll list off a few of them. Hepatitis B, HIV, hepatitis C. Those are kind of the major viruses that we're really concerned with and were a definite problem in terms of safety in the 80s. The development of tests has been a real step forward in terms of safety, where the current risk of contracting HIV or hepatitis C through blood transfusion is about 1 in 2 million transfusions that occur. So it's very, very safe.
I've heard people in the past say, well, you've asked us all these screening questions. Why then are you doing these medical tests also? Can you tell us the validity of the testing? Why do we go that extra step?
So that's a great question. There are actually a couple layers of safety that we have established for the blood industry. One is the donor history questionnaire. So we want to make sure that when you're answering all these crazy questions that are asking all about your social life, that by asking those questions, we're actually decreasing the number of people who may actually be infected with one of the transfusion-transmitted infections that we're concerned with.
I know that a lot of times our donors will have questions for us about, can I donate if I'm taking specific medications? Obviously, you can't donate if you're taking a blood thinner. That would not be good. We wouldn't want you to bleed too fast. But I think a lot of people are surprised to know that they can donate blood if they're taking antidepressants, birth control pills, even aspirin for a whole blood donor is okay. Can you talk a little bit about medication restrictions?
So this is a very difficult area. You can imagine for each blood center, if we had to evaluate every single drug that's out available for people, including even over the counters.
Right.
It's very difficult for us to create a questionnaire mm-hmm. for donors to complete and even a reference to keep that up to date. So we really, again, rely on our friends at FDA. They have worked with an organization called AABB, which is used to be known as the American Association of Blood Banks. They have created a donor history questionnaire and a list of medications that are of more concern for us, for donors. So that is actually available if you go to the internet. You can actually Google that for AABB and then blood donation medications.
Our local Cincinnati podcast, In the Know with Dr. O. You can be informed blood donor and save lives the smart way with the help of In the Know with Dr. O, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. As is usual and customary, let's take a couple of minutes to see what's hot in the Apple Podcast universe, as reported by iTunescharts.net. First, on the way up the charts is a podcast that's bound to hit the top. It's the podcast version of the hit TV show Unsolved Mysteries, presented by Cadence 13. Host David French has the lock on all new mysteries via podcast. You'll hear more about that in the coming week or so. And then, you know when a new podcast's trailer hits number one, the actual podcast is likely to be huge. Well, that's the case. Since its debut a week ago, Mommy Doomsday has captured the ears of the podcast universe, continuing its number one reign with the story of the disappearance of two kids in Idaho a little over a year ago. From NBC's Dateline, Mommy Doomsday is number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the others we've featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.